So in 2 days, the Fed's going to meet. We know this time they're probably not going to do anything, but what are they going to do down the road? Because if you're watching this, you might be looking to buy that first house. You might even be a home buyer that, you know, may basically marry the house and dated the rate. You might be a realtor trying to figure out what to tell your clients. So today we're going to talk about what's the Federal Reserve going to do in 2 days. I'm 100% sure I know what they're going to do. But now, what are they going to do down the road? Because not only do we have oil to contend with now, we also have new tariffs. Well, let's talk about it today, folks. So my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer. I've been doing this for over 38 years. My goal each day is to help explain to you guys what in the heck is going on with mortgage rates. And the most important thing is why. Why do they move each day? So what we usually look at is the things that the Federal Reserve looks at. If you go through here, Federal Reserve is going to meet in 2 days. They look at these numbers through here and they determine what that rate's going to be over there. So let me explain this to you before we move on. So the Federal Reserve was created for two mandates. One, it was to keep the jobs report at full employment. Anything under 5% is full employment. But the tricky thing right now is inflation. Inflation was like 2% or lower for decades. And now all of a sudden we have inflation, it's over 4%, twice as high as the Federal Reserve wants. And now we have oil to contend with because we have the Iranian conflict. And I've been telling you, as oil prices go up, inflation goes up, and so does interest rates. But now we also have tariffs to contend with. So let's get over to today's news. Oil prices, they're at $90 a barrel right through here for the Brent crude. If you go to oil prices right here, let's focus in on this. This is $84 a barrel. It's down $5 a barrel. That's a huge move. But how long is this going to last? Because here's how this works. The higher oil prices go, well, that makes the cost of everything higher, and that's inflation. So as inflation ratchets up because of oil, that's going to mean mortgage rates go up and interest rates go up because the Federal Reserve is going to have to hike rates eventually. Then we also have this to contend with on top of all this is President Trump's now putting all tariffs or a bunch of new tariffs on a bunch of countries out there. So this is going to hurt the environment as well. I mean the economic environment. So now I'm thinking, okay, if we have oil prices all over the map, one day it's up, you know, $100 a barrel, next day it's down to $80. We don't know what's going on there. We have tariffs now adding to the multiplier on inflation. I'm going to say at this point, let me show you what I think the Federal Reserve is going to do. As a mortgage advisor, I like to start each day with the chart. And here's the chart right through here. All you have to understand if you're new to my channel is that number right up through there. If it's green, that's good news. That means mortgage rates are getting better. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. Let me explain to you first how this works over through here. If we would look at the price of a bond, if it goes up, why and how do rates come down? Because I always tell you guys to follow this chart over through here. So let me just briefly explain to you guys how the bond market works. So if the price goes up, the yields come down. So let's take this for example. Let's say the par price, if you're holding a bond for mortgages, let's say the price of that bond is $100. So whoever's holding it gets $100 when you turn it in at maturity. So let's say at one point in time, 2-3 years ago, I gave you $50 for that bond, knowing if I hold it to maturity, I'm going to get $100. Okay, think of that. So how much was my return? I gave you $50 and you gave me $100 back when I gave you the coupon back. I doubled my money, so I got 100% return. Well, let me show you this. Let's push up the price. Okay, so we're going to go from $50. Let's go to $100. Let's just make it simple. So I give you $100 for the bond a couple of years ago, and I'm holding it to maturity, and then at maturity I hand it to you, and you give me my $100 back. What was my return then? Nothing. So do you see how if the price goes up, basically rates come down? So that's how it works for this, and that's how it works for all the bonds. What really affects the bond market? Well, it's inflation, it's competition, things like that. What's really been affecting the markets lately is oil. Because as oil goes up, we know the inflation market's going to go up. But we also look at is the numbers that the Federal Reserve looks at. So let's get over to the economic news we have coming in this week. Up until Wednesday when the Federal Reserve comes in, we're going to have a live event that day. So join me that day. Because the Federal Reserve is going to come out. I'm going to show you here in a chart in a second. They're not going to do anything at this meeting. Then at the next meeting and meetings after that, they meet about every 6 weeks. What are they going to do? Well, I've been saying for the last 6 months, they're not going to do anything because all the inflation that we have right now is basically on energy. When you take the energy equation out, well, the inflation comes down. But the problem is this is lasting much longer than most people thought, me as well. And then you throw tariffs on top of this. That's going to make prices higher even, you know, with that. So higher prices mean inflation's going up. So I'm thinking inflation between tariffs and oil all over the map. Inflation might be going up a little bit from here and staying a little stickier. So now my tune's changing a little bit. But before we go over what the Federal Reserve's going to do, let me let you know what I'm advising my clients right now. Before you freak out if you're a home buyer out there. So what I do for a living is I've been doing mortgages for 38 years. I try to help people get in the right programs. And then what we do is, the caveat I have here is my slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with 30, almost 40 different lenders. You might ask why. Well, do you realize all these lenders, they have different programs? You might get approved there and not over there. You realize they all have different rates, different fees? Well, if you want to go out there and search them all, go ahead. You're going to reach out to that bank, LendingTree. They'll all ruin your credit, get back with you with a rate quote you're not going to know what to do with anyways. Or use me. What I can do is I can get you a quote with almost up to 40 different lenders. I work at a bank that's licensed throughout the whole country, and we're set up with almost 40 different lenders, so we can compare all of them to make sure we get you approved, and then we're going to make sure we get you the lowest rates and lowest fees in the market. But here's what I'm advising my clients right now. I'm like, if you got a house under contract right now, we're locking in. We're locking in because we have to say, okay, here's what your payment is. It's not going to go up from here. It's not going to go down. Okay, so here's what your payment's going to be, because I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. 2 days, the Federal Reserve is going to come out. Are they going to come in and pop up rates? I don't think so, but it could, and that's going to jack up rates from here. But let's say you're looking to buy down the road, 3-4 months, maybe in the fall, you're looking to build, you'll be done by the end of the year. Watch two things. Those two things are oil, because as oil goes up and down, that's the same thing that's going to happen with mortgage rates. And watch my channel. Every day I'm going to come in, about the first 5 minutes, I'm going to give you all the economic news you need for the day and tell you exactly the direction of where mortgage rates are going to go for that day. Then the following morning, I'll refresh you all the data and we'll give you that data as well. But just watch oil. I think we're going to be okay as soon as this Iranian war is over. But when's it going to be over? Just don't know. So now if you're a homeowner, what do? You married the house and you dated the rate. Well, let me give you a couple tools. Go to our Stan store. It's a free store down below. All these tools are free, and they actually give you the data that you're looking for. So if you're trying to figure out, you know, what would my mortgage payment be? This will tell you to the penny. It'll even help you look up your real estate taxes if you really don't know how much you're in taxes you're paying. Over through here, how much could you really qualify if you're buying that first house? Interesting story. I was in New York this weekend. I was visiting my son. He just moved there. I was talking to a couple of young couples. They're looking to buy houses, and they're like, I just don't have enough money for a down payment. I don't have, you know, I have like $50,000. I'm like, what are you looking to buy? They're like, I need 20% down. I'm like, no, you don't. So I open up a whole world of information on them when it comes to mortgages and buying that first house. So if you're one of those, or you know somebody out there, you're a realtor, check out my channel each day. I'm going to explain to you guys all the tools and really what's going on behind the scenes when it comes to mortgage rates and mortgage products. If you're a homeowner right now, go to our channel. This is our website. Right up through there, it says RateWatch 2.2. All I want you to do is plug in your mortgage information. Let me know what rate you want me to reach out to you. So when rates hit, you know, Dan, when they hit 6 again, hopefully, you call me, text me. Let's go over what the numbers look like. We'll go over it if it makes sense. If it's saving you some money and the break-even point's pretty low, we're going to go ahead and do it. If not, we'll just keep tracking it. You can also put in other things like how much, you know, if my mortgage payment went down $200 a month, $300, $500 a month, let me know. There's a whole bunch of tools in there to use. So check out all these sites through here. But let's go back. Well, we have high inflation, basically because of oil. Now we got tariffs hitting the markets, but we also have corporate earnings coming in, and that's showing some relief in the stock market. So let's get over to see what the Fed's going to do in 2 days. That's 48 hours from now. There is a 66% chance they're not going to do anything at this meeting. But here's the head scratcher. What are they going to do at the next meeting? Because after that, there's over a 50% chance they're going to hike. So what should you do? Well, like I said, do two things. Watch my channel, and make sure you subscribe over there, and make sure you watch 5 minutes every morning and figure out what's going on with rates. And the most important thing is the whys behind it. Let's go back to the chart. So we have the chart up 20 ticks today. It's been getting hammered over the last few days. Let's go back to Friday and so forth. So last week, again, we had oil. When oil goes up, this goes down. And remember, when oil goes up, mortgage rates go up. Now you know how to read this thing. As this goes down, mortgage rates go up. This goes up, mortgage rates go down. We got a 20 take today. That means mortgage rates are going to come down just a little bit. They're at 6.8 right now. We could hit about 6.75. And I'm just going to wait and see how this the Iranian conflict really plays out. And what the Federal Reserve really comes out on Wednesday and tells us they're going to do and what they're thinking. So join me that day. I'm going to have a link down below over there in the next couple days. So you can join me on Wednesday to go over what the Federal Reserve actually does and any guidance they give us for you homeowners and home buyers out there. So thanks for watching. Have a great afternoon. If you need some help with the mortgage, please visit me at therateupdate.com right over through here. If you're a homeowner, home buyer, we'd love to help you out. I've been doing this over 38 years. We have over almost 40 different lenders to work with. Check us out. You have nothing to lose. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.